Here with Middlebury College coach Bill Beeney, who now has 500 wins. How good did it feel to get number 499 and 500 in the same weekend after having a three-game losing streak?
Well, you know, you don't really put too much stake in numbers, but as the people kept talking to me about it, the more excited you were just to get there and get it over with. And I think when you cross a milestone like that, it gives you an opportunity to reflect back on all the wonderful people that you've been associated with, assistant coaches, great players, all kinds of staff, and so on. And it's hard to believe that we got to that number, and it's been a lot of fun along the way.
Now, have you had a lot of time to reflect on those numbers, or is that something you're really going to get into after the season is over?
Well, no, I think you don't necessarily reflect on games you won, but because people talk about a milestone figure, different people pop into your head in terms of their contributions to the program through the years. And from the fellow who was the first trainer here that I had, who has since retired and unfortunately passed away, to different athletic directors like Tom Lawson, who hired me, and people helping you get through those first couple of tough years we had here, and then we kind of got on a roll, and it's been fun. But it's just a lot of support from the college, a lot of support from the community. Unlike any other Division III program, I mean, the community support is fabulous, and so from that standpoint, it's been very rewarding. And then I hear I've heard from a number of guys, either through emails or text messages or short notes that they've sent. And and speaking of that, this weekend our 2004 national championship team's coming in, and I'm thrilled about that. It's certainly one of the special teams that we had in terms of what they overcame to be able to achieve the ultimate in Division III college sports.
Now, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to mention how good does that feel, especially with the 10-year anniversary of the 2014 being here. But do you think that actually gives the team that you currently have right now something to strive for, that they see those guys coming to campus? Is that a goal for them to really strive for?
Well, I think it gives a little vision to what I talk about an awful lot about becoming a team and caring for each other and working together and working to exceed any expectations you might have. And that 2004 team was not a team with huge expectations, even though they'd been to the NCAA Final Fours the previous years, couple of years, and for us it really started to come together just before Christmas, and then we went on a great run and just had some outstanding play. But as I talk to our players about it, it's not necessarily emphasizing the number of wins they had. It's more about their journey and how they put it together and the love that they have for each other. And this is this reunion is totally organized by that team itself. It's not our weekend where we have alums come back. They wanted to do something a little bit special on their own, and unfortunately, I think a few wives got left home. So we'll have to. I say unfortunately because we'll have to keep an eye on people. But I think we're really looking forward to it. And even things like listening or seeing the bantering of emails back and forth and the Twitter and the whole thing. I mean, it's really interesting to see where the whole thing has come.
And now onto this year's iteration of the Middlebury College Panthers hockey team. They came out of the gate really well, but then towards the end, right before the break, kind of skid a little bit, lost three in a row. However, last week you guys pulled out the win in both of the games. You won the Middlebury College Classic, the Holiday Classic, I should say. And were you working on anything in particular over the break that you saw that maybe they had let go of towards the end of that first half of the season, or was it just this team needing to come together?
I think, honestly, I thought it was a matter of time, and we we were getting scoring opportunities and weren't finishing. We were not getting consistent goaltending and giving up goals at inopportune times. Okay, so for me, I said to him, I said, between the tops of the circles, this is as good a team as there is around. It's just we haven't finished when we should. We haven't stopped the puck when we should. So we've just got to be confident in the way we play and bear down a little bit so that we can make those plays at key times in the game. And I think that we've started to do that. I think perhaps we've relaxed a little bit more with that. But we haven't really changed our game plan whatsoever. It's just I think it's just guys playing a little bit more consistent. And maybe their preparation and practice has been a little bit better than it was that last weekend that we played in December, and that's always a tough week. Traditionally, every year the week that we play the last time in December, it's right before exams, mm-hmm. and that's tough because they're everywhere, but. In the rink, and so they're coming back. They've got a lot to focus on with the hockey, and I my sense is that we're getting better, and I think this team has a chance to be a good team.
And you mentioned inconsistent goaltending. Last week, Drew Michaels was in net, and he picked up his first collegiate win, and he's actually starting tonight. Bumped into him in the hallway. What do you like about this young man?
Well, I think he, from day one, he hasn't let his playing time or lack of playing time interrupt his preparation. He's worked hard every single day. He's prepared. He's listened. He's worked with our goalie coach, Cap Rader. And we just felt as though we had to find out what he could do in a game situation, and I was thrilled by the way he played, and I think the guys on the team, although really wondering what we were doing, playing the freshman in the championship game of a tournament, you know what, we just felt as though the time was right to find out, and I mean the worst that could happen is he didn't play well, but he did, and so that's why he's getting the start. And all of our goalie, a great group of guys, they all work hard. We just haven't been as consistent as I hoped. And Drew competed, stood tall, made key saves when he needed to. And as a result, I thought we were in pretty good control of the game throughout against Newman, which is a good team.
And we'll see if Drew can make it 2-for-2 tonight as the Millbury College Panthers take on the Trinity College Bantams. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you very much. Should be a good one.
Thank you.